Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ruth Sherman is here. Ruth's a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust, internationally recognized authority on speech and interpersonal communication. She's been helping us put our best foot forward now for all these years. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, and her new book is called Speakrets, the 30 Best Effective, Most Overlooked Marketing and Personal Branding Essentials. She's our good friend, Ruth Sherman. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back.
So we love having you here on the show, and especially when we talk about what you want to talk about today, storytelling. I was telling the audience that if you want to get someone to pay attention, if you want to get their attention, if it looks like they might be wandering off, just say, let me tell you a story, and then tell them one, right?
Absolutely. So you got to have some in your back pocket ready to go, at least if it's a business conversation. And I think a lot of people get tripped up by that. They think stories are complicated and they have to be the classic once upon a time types of formats, but that's not it. Stories can be a bunch of different things. I classify stories as everything from quotes to images to videos to the personal and business anecdotes. So, and they happen to us every single day.
That's right.
That's the best part about stories. The resource is there. You just got to know how to identify it, grab it, write it down so you don't forget it, put some context around it, and then pull it out when you need it.
Well, and the older you get, folks, every year that goes by, every day that goes by, you should be accumulating new stories, right, Ruth? I mean, that's the beauty. One of the advantages of getting older is you live your life in the world, and as you do, you run into stories. The key to storytelling is like the key to humor, the key to comedy. You know, so Ruth asked me, what's the key to comedy?
Oh my gosh, key to comedy is
no. Ask me that question.
Oh, what's the key to comedy?
Timing.
Good, I didn't want to answer.
Timing.
It.
Timing. It's the same thing with storytelling, Ruth, isn't it? Because the people who can't tell a joke are the people who can't get it out. They can't get to the punchline. People who can't tell stories, they say too much. They give too much information. It's not about what really happened. It's about how what happened affects what's going on right now, isn't it?
Correct. It's about transformation versus process, which is, I think,
thank
what
you.
We're
good.
Talking
well,
about is
well
the same
said.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
Exactly. So, but what a lot of people want to do, look, we're all in very highly technical fields, and I think you and I have talked about this specific thing in the past. We're all in highly technical fields, so what makes us comfortable are the technical aspects of our work, and we're in the weeds with that all day long. This is really the way we, what I like to classify it as, this is the way we do our job, but it's not the way we get or ascend in our job.
Mm-hmm.
So process, again, technology, technical aspects of the job. If you're in the housing industry or the mortgage industry, you're going to be talking about interest rates, about projections and so forth. And that's true, like I said, in every business these days. But transformation is about how this technology and these technical aspects of your job affect the outcome of someone else's life. And or your own life, for that matter, because we can tell stories about our own lives, too, so that people can relate to. So that's the point, not to get so in the weeds with the technical aspects of your
right.
job, but to talk about how you transform
do you
them.
Agree,
so I think, yeah,
do
ahead.
You agree that if you're going to be a storyteller, it could be just as simple as coming up with a metaphor? As you say,
totally.
I know a lot of people who are really smart. In fact, I'm working on some projects right now with people who we have to lock up at night because they're so technical, and we can't let them talk to other people. And they are incapable. They are incapable of talking to regular people about the technical stuff that they know. And I become kind of the Rosetta Stone between them and regular people, because I'm a nerd too. And And I have to stop them. Now, guys, what you're talking about right now means nothing to the people who are going to write you the check. You can't talk to them about that. And so you have to talk to me. Metaphor is having a metaphor. You can almost tell a story with a single metaphor. What do you think?
I think absolutely. So when I mentioned earlier that stories don't have to be the classic, oh, once upon a time this happened, that happened,
right,
the other thing happened, and then this is how it all turned out. No, it doesn't have to be that way. It can be any number of things. And I mentioned quotes and videos and images and so forth, but metaphors are definitely on that list. So, you know, as you come across things, as you hear things, as I mentioned earlier, write them down in something that I call a content journal, which is nothing more than a document that you open. I happen to use an app called Evernote because Evernote syncs across my platform. So I am never without an opportunity to jot down a story that occurs to me or that I hear or that I see on a daily basis, so I don't run out of material.
Absolutely. I do the same thing. But, you know, my wife is a pianist. She's a professional pianist and organist. She has little bitty fingers, little bitty hands, tiny hands. But she gets so much out of that piano with those little hands. And I say, how did you learn to do that? She said, I had a teacher who taught me when I play a song, he didn't teach me how to play the notes. He taught me what to leave out.
Oh,
in other words, there's certain things that aren't necessary that the writer put in there that aren't necessary. And so she learned what to leave out. I still think when you're telling a story, the key to a great story is to not for be a long story. And know what to leave out. And you might leave one thing out for this person and not leave it out for another person. What do you think? Customize.
Oh, for sure. I think there are different aspects of stories that will apply to different things. So, for example, when I am speaking to realtors, real estate industry professionals, I'll tell a story about my house and what it meant to me and how it affected my life over the past 25 years. And to persuade them that they're not selling pieces of they're not selling wood and metal and land so much as they're selling a lifestyle. They're selling a dream. Mm-hmm. So it's something completely different when you think about it that way. When I'm speaking, however, to somebody in another industry, I'll tell a story about my experiences with that industry. Or if I can't, somebody else's experience.
You have to be prepared for that. And I'm going to name that relevant storytelling. And when we come back, I want you to talk some more about that because that's really important, folks.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to tell, because with all the different generations we have in the marketplace, one of the things I found is that you have to be relevant to them when you tell the story. Otherwise, you lose them real quick. Ruth, I need your website quickly, please. I need your website quickly.
Ruth Sherman, RuthSherman.com.
There it is, folks. Real simple. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.